Hello everyone, this is Dr. Aloto Anche. I'm the director of Bayes Bible School, Nagaland, India. I'm also pastoring a church called Grace Community Church. This morning, I want to speak on the topic, Love is the Greatest of All. When I first began ministry, I thought caring was simply a strategy to bring people to church. And yes, in some ways it works. But as I grew, I discovered something deeper. Caring is not a method. It is the heart of ministry. Without love, ministry becomes activity. With love, ministry becomes life. Let's understand this. Love is the foundation of all things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it reads, "And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Charity means love. Faith is powerful, hope is essential, but love is the greatest. Why? Because love is the nature of God. In 1 John 4:8, it reads, "He that loved not, know not God, for God is love." You cannot separate God from love. See, caring is the outward expression of love. You cannot truly care if you do not love. Caring is love made possible. Love is invisible, but it is expressed. Jesus' ministry was a ministry of love in action. He healed the sick. He touched the untouchable. He fed the hungry. He forgave sinners. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them." Compassion is love in motion. The new covenant is built on love. In the old covenant, people followed laws. In the new covenant, we are led by love. John 13, 34 to 35. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Love is not optional. Love is the command. This is how the world knows we belong to Christ. Love goes beyond hospitality. Nagas, we Nagas are naturally hospitable and caring. And this is beautiful. But true love goes deeper than culture. When I understood the teaching of love with skin on in the PES training, I realized love is not just welcoming people. Love is sacrificing for people. Love is standing with people in pain. Love is giving when it costs you. 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Love must be real. Love must be seen. Love must be lived. Now let's understand the challenge. Are we truly loving? Let's just ask ourselves. Do I care only when it is convenient? Do I love only when who loves me back? Is my love shallow or sacrificial? Luke chapter 6 verse 32 says, For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye?" True love goes beyond comfort. In conclusion, I want to encourage every one of us listening to this audio. Let love lead. Love is not just a message we preach. Love is a life we live. Let us care for the broken, reach the needy, stand with the hurting. Not as a program, but as the overflow of God's love in us. As we are doing this ministry called Lay Pastors Ministry, let us understand that this ministry is about caring. It's a caring ministry. So I want to bless every one of us listening to this audio through this short message. Thank you. God bless us all.